Ladies and Clogs is on air
right now
on
WMFO
in
Medford!
Exclamation point
91.5
at 103.
Oh, I'm not sure what you were finishing.
Sorry, I didn't really cue you there.
No, that's just fine. I was like at.
That was like kind of what I meant by that
now,
stare
FM?
At the clock.
Yeah. But oh, that's okay.
You didn't. It's fine.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Emma. Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
My name's Nina.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's us.
That's me. That's you. Mm-hmm. Are you wearing clogs today?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
But guess what I'm doing? No socks. It's spring.
Does that work for you?
No.
Yeah, I was going
like
to say.
It.
It doesn't
but
work
I
for
just,
me very well.
I was like trying to be springy, mm-hmm. but honestly, I really like wearing big socks with these clogs, so I'm kind of unhappy about it, but it's okay. It's just when I was gardening, a lot of dirt was getting in because there's so much extra space. You
because
know?
You have a half size up.
Yeah.
Kick off
yeah to mm-hmm. kick off the shoes for the stables and mm-hmm. the horses mm-hmm. but socks are helpful with that just in case mm-hmm. anyone was wondering but I was in the garden today and now there's lots of dirt everywhere and it's good so
great.
All in my shoes.
That's good.
Yeah how's your day been?
It's been good so far. Yeah, it's nice. Yes. Out. I'm happy about the weather for the last few days.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
I think it like maybe is gonna stay this way.
I just knocked on wood 3 times or I'm doing it mm-hmm. if anyone heard that was me knocking on wood.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, important.
Yeah. So yeah. What was the song we just heard?
Well, the song we just heard was called Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, okay. Why'd you play that one? You want to explain it a little?
Well, first of all, that's just a great song, great band, great everything. Also,
of course.
The theme for today is
Slow Burn Magic.
Emma's doing the squiggly arms.
Yeah, there's squiggly arms around our playlist, just in case you're wondering.
Mine actually doesn't have them, but I can add them in.
Add them in.
I feel like it's a little more, like, they mean a little more when it's not every single one.
Whoa. Calling me out for overusing my squiggles?
Well, I'm just looking in, like, the last few in a row I've had the squiggles, so I feel like I need, for me, I'm going to switch it up, but you can totally put them there, because we're both in charge of ourselves.
Mine
and
pretty
I
much
really
all
want
them.
Our friendship to persist past this moment right now. Oh, no.
I'm struggling, but I'll overcome it for you.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's our theme, and I don't know if like should I go in depth at all? I think we can like
sure.
see where that goes basically.
Yeah.
I think just like this is Emma's magic and that's all I don't even know how to explain it honestly.
Well,
and we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't, we can, I mean it's just you know when something takes a long time to form but then all at once you're just like whoa. That's what slow burn magic means.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the like long term, the marathon. Not the
yeah.
sprint,
yeah,
the process.
That's a good way to say it. And we can explain that as I think our songs go on, you'll understand more why, what we're referring to specifically.
Okay. Do you want to play us a song and see if that enlightens?
Okay, this
situation?
Won't enlighten, but I just like the song and it has
great.
One of the words in it. So here we
awesome.
Go.
Yay.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in When I talk to my friends, oh, quietly, who we think he is? Look at what you did to me. Titty shoes, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I thought I knew, it's the beat that my heart feels when I'm with you. But I still don't understand just how you look and do I know what else can. When the flow is loco, young B and the ROC. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a Greensboro wreck. Crazy, bring your whole set. Jay-Z in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure him out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been real, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over to platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Got me looking so crazy, my baby.
Hello. Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs.
WMFO. 1:12
p.m.
Correct.
1:13 now. But it's
fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Bounce back. Bounce back. Let's recover. All right. It's fine. What songs did we just hear?
First, we heard Do You Believe in Magic by The Lovin' Spoonful. And I do believe in magic.
Okay. That was going to be my follow-up question.
I've had a lot of conversations with people who don't believe in magic. And I'm not talking about any... Well, in this theme specifically, I'm talking about a certain kind of magic. But... Mm-hmm. In general, just the world,
just magic.
I believe, is magical. Oh, I feel like the universe is not just the result of like atoms forming in certain ways to make people do things and everything. I feel like there's a magical element to it as well. Maybe not supernatural, but just...
Definitely wizards, though.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Like, yeah. Was that a question?
No.
Maybe in some other people's brains, but... So, yeah, that's... And I just like the song, The Lovin' Spoonful. Has to do with love and magic, which goes into our next song, Crazy in Love by Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, which
great,
we probably like
one.
Played a lot of
I
times
think probably,
for a lot of
yes.
different themes. But I was like, you know what? I want some Beyonce on here, and this is like fits. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the two songs I played.
Great. Love it.
So it kind of goes into more about what kind of slow burn magic we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's love.
It's love. Yeah.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or at least it's one strategy you could take.
It's a strategy. I think, is it? Yeah, I feel like the impression I'm getting from you is that it's very much like a strategy.
I don't think I really have a strategy in terms of my, like, it's not like I am actively doing it,
mm-hmm.
but it's the kind of thing where, like, you just, like, build up doing, like, things that you think are cool for so long until other people eventually think you're cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Is that just life, like,
yeah,
probably?
Well, I was going to say, that's sort of like how you like form any like relationship. Like, that's like, first we didn't know each other and then gradually we became friends. Like, that's how you become friends with someone. Just like, eventually, like,
it's
you get
working.
To know each other better.
It's a great strategy, right?
Amazing.
I just happen to have a fun name for it.
Yeah, you honestly do. Yeah, the reason that this is the theme is because a little while ago, Emma mentioned this exact like sequence of words, and I said, whoa, awesome.
Radio show theme.
Makes me think of wizards. Also, yeah.
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 Strategy for how you flirt. It takes a lot of years to do.
It takes a lot of, yeah, depending on like how slow things are moving.
Slow burn.
Potentially this is like a very long-term
strategy thing if to be it doing. Is called. I don't like calling it a strategy. That seems a little planned or forced.
Mm, yes.
More of just a magic, am I right?
It's just a magic. It's just what's happening. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We should look in that book and see if there are
love spells.
Love spells.
I think we or just did like look more into spells. That, right?
Oh, I have a book of witchcraft.
Yeah, this is a reference to the time we did magic.
And one time we did magic from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used, I think it was for like energy and healing and confidence, mm-hmm. which were all super important.
And then it totally worked too.
It did. I felt great. I haven't done it in a while, and a few full moons have passed, so yeah. Maybe it's lost. I don't know. I haven't really looked into it.
Well, Monday, the moon day, is the best day to do magic, so we can do it tomorrow.
Right. Awesome. And yeah, we'll look for some love spells to keep going with the slow burn magic.
Maybe speed things up just like a little bit.
I don't think it works that way.
Okay.
Let's
just think, like, if we did a magic spell for love, would that make it faster?
Probably.
I don't know.
I also, yeah, nothing has to take 2 years. That was just a random number I pulled out of my head, sort of.
Great.
But like, you know?
I have a pretty unrelated follow-up question, but now I'm wondering about it, which I'm starting from the beginning. Okay. You know how sometimes people are boiling water to make pasta or something, they put salt in the water? Does that make it boil faster?
That was such a beautiful analogy. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Or metaphor, that's the right word I was looking for, not analogy. That's what we could do. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, if we did the... I guess. Well, the spell is the salt, maybe. Mm-hmm. Cool. But okay, so it like lowers the specific heat of the water?
Oh, God.
I'm going to stop talking. Let's play a song.
I think it does, actually, though, just in case you're wondering.
Wow, go me. Ribosomes.
Okay, play some music.
Play it.
Science. Stop talking.
Won't you? Sitting at the punch table swallowing punch. Can't pay attention to the sound of anyone. A little more stupid, a little more scared. Every minute more unprepared. Made a mistake in my life today. Everything I love is lost in drugs. I wanna start over, I wanna be winning. Way out of sync from the beginning. I wanna hurry home. Put on a slow down show for you. Crack you up so you can put a blue ribbon on my brain. God, I'm very, very frightened. Somewhere to stand instead. I leaned on the wall, the wall leaned away. Can I get a minute and not be nervous and not thinking of my day? My leg is sparkles, my leg is pins. I better get my shit together, better gather my shit in. You could drive a car through my head in 5 minutes from one side of it to the other. I want to hurry home. Put on a slow down show for you. Crack you up so you can put a blue ribbon on my brain. God, I'm very, very frightened.
Exclamation point.
Squiggle.
You didn't do a squiggle before.
I'm
you said slow. So
we're switching
it up. But you just did one squiggle.
I'm sorry. Squiggle before.
Do you see this? Does this not feel weird to you?
You're going sideways. You're like drifting away.
I know.
Squidding away.
That's the
with
point.
One squiggle arm.
From
Emma
you.
Did one squiggle arm. That's what happened just now for everyone who can't see.
I wish we could have like a live stream video set up to us.
Oh, I really don't. But that's something we could think about trying to make happen.
I actually...
Some like multimedia project going on?
Yeah. But like most... Well, it's a little better now. Like when it was at 6 a.m. on Tuesday mornings, like I would say absolutely not, just because I feel like I was not even awake enough to be present.
Mm.
So it would have just been not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it probably wouldn't... Like, I don't think it would be fun for anyone, but you could see my squiggle arm, which was the main
that's
point
true.
Of the...
So I can just announce it every time.
Please, I think that's even better.
Okay, great.
I'm just... Go back to you. Talk about yourself.
Okay, great. So the songs we just heard...
Thanks.
The first one was called Magic Chords by Sharon Van Etten, and that is because we're talking about magic today. And then the...
The magic of love.
Yeah, exactly. And then the second song we heard was called Slow Show by The National, because we're talking about slow burning magic.
Awesome.
Bam.
That... They were both really relevant.
Yeah.
And also nice songs.
I like both the songs a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to start listening to more of The National. I've done it, like, I played a song that I had just had on a random playlist that showed mm-hmm. up, And then I know you have played them a lot, but mm-hmm. I need to just like do like learn about albums more than just mm-hmm. like random songs in places, you know?
This song is off the album Boxer, which was my favorite album for all of freshman year of high school. So we're throwing it back a little bit with this
You're
one.
So cool. I was still listening to like exclusively Jonas Brothers at that time.
Also, I only listen to Jonas Brothers now, so we flip flopped, and okay, it's great. Cool. Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Do you want to play some songs?
I do.
Great.
Cool. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome back to Ladies and Clogs.
Welcome back. We're still here.
Yeah, we are.
Surprise. Correct. What songs did you just play for us?
Oh, sorry. The first one we heard was The Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson.
Nice.
I've always really liked that song. My mom heard it in Goodwill one time and then had me find it for her.
Nice.
So that's awesome. I've liked it since then. And it relates to the theme because you just gotta be the way you are.
That's very true. Say that one more time. It's really important.
You gotta be the way you are.
Nice.
So that's the main strategy for life, I think. And I'm calling it a strategy because you gotta be active about that stuff.
Ladies and Clogs Educational Radio. We're back again.
And then the other song we heard was Is Your Love Big Enough by Leanne LaHavas. And I like that song too. And it's just like, you can't have too much love. It can never be big enough. The answer to that question is nope. Is your love big enough?
That makes me feel happy and hopeful, and also like maybe a tiny bit sad if it can never be big enough. But okay. I think it's in like a good and like so much love all the time way, which I like and want to think about.
Ooh, I could see. I didn't mean that to be like if you don't have enough love right now, you're not good.
Yeah, that's not how I interpreted it. Either.
It means like you can always grow and you can have more space. It's not like your heart is like full and you can't love any more people. Like,
yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, that's true. Yeah. There's always more room for.
Yeah, like happen. You think you have all the love that you need, and then you see a baby bunny in your garden,
and you're like, "You're not a rat.
I love you." So that's a very personal situation, but my heart got bigger.
That's so good.
So yeah, those are my songs.
I liked them both.
Yeah. Also, in the song "The Way I Am," one of the main things was like, "I like the way you say good morning." So I'm sorry to anyone who I've ever said good morning to who doesn't like mornings. Just shout out to all of you because that's how I express love, but also like my housemates, they don't like that. They don't like talking in the mornings. So
sometimes the thing happens where Emma and I like do some work or like have breakfast or something before class in the morning. And so we're both like in Emma's house hanging out and we're both up and awake and feeling good. And then like a sleepy housemate has like just woken up and kind of like stumbles by. We're both like, hello, good morning. Mm-hmm. And then don't get a response.
Yeah, that's kind of like how
that was not
I
supposed to be
mornings.
A call out for the people who live in your house.
No, just like in just, general, I've done that to a lot of people before.
More, yeah.
I'm just usually more caffeinated than most people around me as
also,
well.
So you're like kind and positive.
Oh, thanks. That's way kinder than the way I was thinking of it, which is like this over caffeinated person saying, wake up, good morning in the morning. So anyway, I will give a specific shout out to my housemates. Sorry, but thank you.
Sorry, but thank you.
Now I have a PSA.
Great.
This is a ladder safety PSA.
Very important.
Okay. Let me get ready. Mm-hmm. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-to-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That was a pretty aggressive PSA. Important, though, so let's,
You should always have someone holding your ladder for you, maybe. Is that what you're supposed to do?
I don't. Maybe. I think you're also not supposed to go up, like, isn't there usually, like, a step where it's like, don't go up past here?
To be fair, and this isn't to be fair, this is just to be honest with you, I've gone above that step before.
Emma!
I'm shorter than most people.
Ladder safety. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself.
That was a lot.
That's really
good. I am, like, a lot shorter than some people who might be using ladders. Mm. And so what do you do when you just need that extra step?
Still make it's the safe there. Choice.
Why would they make that extra step?
Well, you can like maybe put your like paint bucket on it or something, right? I don't know.
I guess you need a ladder rung for them to be held together, like the two sides of it.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on what kind of ladder we're talking about.
Also true. One of the leaning ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always wanted a ladder like the one in Bell's library where it swung across.
Ooh, the slidey one.
I've never actually been on one of those, but it's a dream of mine. So
we can try to find you one. That can be a mission.
I feel like it would be at an old library.
Yeah.
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 All right.
We can try to find that for you.
Cool. Well, everyone be really careful on their ladders.
Make good
this
choices.
Week and every week.
All the time.
I don't own a ladder, so I'm all set for now.
Yeah. It's not lurking in your closet or your basement.
No, but that sounded terrifying.
I know.
Okay, do you want to play some songs about our slow-burning magic?
I would like to do that.
Okay.
things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh. Hi again.
Hi.
Yep. Howdy.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, I want to just start us back in by saying a minute ago, Emma said, in 2 years, all of our listeners will be in love with us.
That's how it works.
Which I thought was cute. So, yeah.
Tesla slow burn magic works. Yeah, it's we'll unstoppable.
See. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The songs that we just listened to.
I want to know them.
I'm going to tell you about them. Good. The first one was called Fire Walk With Me by Surf Curse. And I was thinking fires burn, and also like, I feel like a step along the slowly burning magical path is perhaps like taking a walk together.
Yeah, actually that's a really effective strategy.
I don't think that's really what the song is about, but I like to think about it that way. Like, let's walk together. Also, the burning is happening in that interaction.
The nature just fuels it because mm-hmm. it's so beautiful, and you're just like, life is beautiful, people are beautiful.
That also probably happens. Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm.
Next song.
The other song was Ask by the Smiths, and that song starts out and it's like, if you're being really like timid and not like going for it, that can be like a good thing or a bad thing. And I was thinking of perhaps your magic is burning, or one's magic, not necessarily yours. anyone's magic is burning slowly because you're not taking the leap and throwing the salt in the magical situation. Yeah. And that is really a sentence that I said in taken out of context would make no sense ever.
No, I got it though.
Thank
you.
I
just need to throw some salt.
On the situation.
On the situation.
Oh,
great.
Awesome. This is
just wonderful. A lot of vague. Like, that's just mm-hmm. what you got to do. Once I start sharing, Nina had the great idea to give someone pretzels.
Yeah, it was like you start offering people salty things. Be like, hey, can I offer you some soy sauce?
Literally throwing some salt.
Yeah, you could also just toss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that could happen in a couple different ways. Like, you could, what you were saying, you could like sneakily walk by and like sprinkle a little, like, kind of stealthily, or you can just go up and like dump it. I don't know. There are many options.
The problem is, I feel
how
like
how much you're trying to expedite this process is really the issue.
Super. I just feel like it could be kind of rude, especially
maybe.
No, not for that reason. Because if you don't tell someone that you throw salt on them, but you don't give them a chance to throw it over their left shoulder, that's just like cursing them. And I don't know if you want to start something with a curse.
It wants to be like positive magic.
No,
yeah.
Like, oh, no, that's for what yourself. I'm saying. This is a selfish
true
thing.
Good point. No, that's a.
So you curse someone, and then you also get your slow burn magic working to a faster speed, and then you just kind of hurt yourself.
And then all of a sudden you're dating this person who's been cursed.
And that's not cool.
Not what you're trying
also,
to do.
Also, you can feel a little bad for the other person, too, probably. Mm-hmm. I think I might a little bit, mostly for myself, but...
Yeah.
So I'll have to think about how to do that.
Good thing to keep in
mind.
You
got to like maybe tell them, like you throw salt on them and then you're like, here, throw it over your left shoulder.
Be like, oh my God, what if you just threw this over your left shoulder for no reason? Weird.
Or you could just straight up say, I spilled salt all over you. Throw this over your left shoulder so you're not cursed.
I like that I spilled, make it sound like it's an accident. You're like, oh, oops.
I was just carrying my salt shaker
and just dumped it all over everything in your life.
Also, the only salt shaker I have is one of those like grinders, so you have to like actively do it. So it'd be a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an effective strategy. I've never tested it, so.
Yeah, remains to be seen. We can do some more.
Probably
pondering.
Should remain to be seen forever. Like, I don't think that's ever one that we should see.
Okay. I was just offering a suggestion. Do you want to play a song?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a great idea.
Really, you do not need to apologize.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. That leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Thank you.
things first. We like you to stare. We used to go on stage in our underwear. We changed up and got a brand new beat. Now we got the sound that's popping in the street. They all stare. Can I help you? Everybody jam, 'cause this party's going ham. Just stare. Can I help you? Ain't nobody stopping, 'cause we got this party popping out. We like it when you're feeling all the funk until it hurts your hair. Can you blame me? Every time you whip it to the beat, it make a brother just stare.
Sister, freak me.
Nobody got a chance. You need your backup. Let me show you how to dance.
You got this.
Ladies and Clogs on WMFO in Medford.
Nice. The time is 1:55 and 16 seconds.
And we're in Medford right now.
Yeah, we are.
So I can talk about the songs we just heard quickly.
I would love that to happen.
First, we heard Dream a Little Dream of Me by the Mamas and the Papas. I don't have dreams that often.
Me neither.
I had a dream that I was late to work yesterday.
I'm sorry.
That was stressful. And then I made it on time to work. No worries.
Honestly, yeah. You're a star.
But yeah, I think that's a nice thing to do about people is to dream about them.
Also, I think probably like once the slow burn magic starts really taking effect, like you can totally control dreams. That's like definitely a magical thing.
Wow. Then I don't know. I need to work on my skills.
Your dream
of slow
control,
burn
your mind control.
I've never tried to control your dreams before, but
something to think about.
Yeah. Honestly, you could probably just like be the last person they talk to during the day. And then that like is a way to, but no, we're talking about mind control.
Anyway, the other song.
Then the other song we heard was Stare by Prince. And this is something that I'd like to just like we can tribute Prince, but also Isaac and I had actually talked about Prince last week when I first told him our theme, because I didn't explain it to him about being like a love magic. And sweet Isaac thought it was more about slow songs that like kind of still like built up and were magical.
That's really nice.
And I was like, oh, Isaac, like,
oh, no.
So, but it just happened, I thought, to fit.
It does fit well.
So that was Stare by Prince. Those were my songs. So
great. Yeah,
thanks for tuning in to
another hour.
This weird theme.
Stick with us. We'll be back next week and it'll be maybe less weird.
We'll see. Yeah, but probably not because it's us.
Yeah, true. Also true. Adjust your expectations accordingly, but also tune back in.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to play one last song?
Yeah, one more song. Last thing that we are going to hear is called Best Laid Plans by Emily Baker, because I know that the Slow Burn Magic isn't really like a strategy.
It's kind of a strategy,
in so many words, but like, in as much as it could maybe be thought of as something sort of like that. You're laying like this groundwork for like a long-term thing that's going to be happening.
And also
like an extended
period of time that you're
operation.
Yeah. And also it's nice because we just thought of better plans to expedite the process.
Yeah, exactly. Throw some salt on that. That is the best plan.
So
exactly.
Let me just go buy some salt and we'll see you later.
Yeah. Great.
Bye.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks everyone. Have a good rest of your day.
Book full of feelings, of open revealings, and you're turning down the corners. And I am leaving, yeah, I am leaving with the shirt that I've got on my back, in exchange for a favor, the shoes of strangers. Sleeves, there's tea with sympathy.